Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I plucked out two dark hairs coming from my cheek.
Oh, wow. You got a cheek one.
And they were a good size.
Good for you.
Two, back to back. I would like to apologize to the city of Green Bay, to Kevin and Greg, to America's Game of the Week, to the coaches, to the players, to the general managers, to Jerry Jones, who I spoke with very close on the field. And they all probably looked at me and looked right past the chin acne and thought to themselves, wow. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. What did Ryan say? He said what? Oh, let's get down. What did Ryan say when we thought we were in trouble?
Let's get one thing straight.
Let's get one thing straight. God, I love you.
What's the worst thing that you can say to someone?
I need to talk.
I need to talk is hot. Top five answers on the board. Welcome to the Calm Down Podcast.
Hey guys.
Things you never want to hear from a boss, a significant other, or a friend.
I got some test results we need to talk about.
You guys, we have to power rank these. These are insane. We're Steve Harvey because there is a legit number one answer on the board. Hey, got a sec? Need to talk. Got a sec. Got test results back. Give me a call. I used to make my old agent, because I don't have an agent anymore because my career is tanking. I used to make him write
mine?
All good. I used to make him write all good whenever he was like, hey, do you have a second to talk? Because I was like, do not give me heart palpitations. We know this about anything and everything. Aaron Andrews, it is Monday morning. As we know, we tape this on Mondays. Aaron is straight off of her third flight in 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
She's back from Green Bay. What a game, though. What a game, sister.
What a game. What a guy. All of it. Hey, a lot of stories about the day. Great day. Cannot wait for you to go there on Wednesday for Thursday night football. I feel like I've made an announcement as I was leaving. Attention. My girlfriend is coming to town. Please take care of her. So I'm so excited about that. But yeah, wow. We love going to Green Bay. The vibe was fantastic. The boys couldn't have been cuter. The boys, meaning Kevin and Greg, up in the booth. They were so excited. Mm-hmm. It was just a fun time. But getting to and from Green Bay from Los Angeles, California is a bitch.
Yeah, but what a scene. The jump around, when I heard jump around, fourth quarter. Anyone that's been to a game at Camp Randall knows House of Pain, jump around. It's amazing.
Yep.
And just you've been to Lambeau an innumerable amount of times. No one can even keep track at this point. But is there ever a time like last night where the game's tied, fourth quarter? We talk about it all the time. Ugh, it's a must win. If the Packers didn't win yesterday, they hooked. Like, that was a massive win for them.
Yeah, I knew they were going to win.
You did. You said that before the game.
I just couldn't fathom Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, all of the whole cast of characters. I just couldn't see them losing six straight. It was so awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was a tad chilly. It was perfect. It was a perfect night. Greg, Kevin, and myself, we had a big old bratwurst before the game. It was really a time. I FaceTimed you and
Sean.
How
many layers were you wearing?
So, we got to talk about this. Okay, ready? Because I do have this written down. This is not your first trip to Lambeau, right?
No, I've been there twice. One game I worked. The last time I was there, I was visiting you because I was in the parking lot with my illustrious career doing an ad in the back of a tailgate. Company gal.
But have you ever worked a game sideline? Oh, wait, you're doing the studio. Yeah. Okay.
Back in the day.
So here's the deal. It is going to be cold because I've already looked at the highs and lows for you and you were on at night.
Of my life.
So, Let's get down to business. It's cold. This is what you're going to need. Write it down. Are you writing it down? Reach.
I am,
Bev,
actually.
Will.
Well, I'm going to just come pick up this crap from your house tomorrow.
That's true.
I'll be by at 11.
I got to check this damn coat situation. You got it. I don't know. What are you envisioning? What are the guys going to wear? Have you guys talked about it?
Have you seen the show? I mean, there's no order.
Andrew's whatsoever. In a hoodie.
Yeah, he's in a hoodie. Fitz is in a Hawaiian shirt. And I'm just wearing whatever Alyssa tells me to wear. I'm going to be wearing whatever's in your closet. So just throw some stuff outside if you don't mind.
You got to get some thermals, some bottoms and some tops. What's always so tricky and not so fun is when you put that stuff on your bottom layer, all you people in the Midwest, you get it. Your pants get really, really tight. I was trying to zip them yesterday in front of Jillian because I had two little things of thermals. And I was like, my pants don't fit. That wasn't good. And then you're going to need a heated disposable vest. I'll send you a link for that. That saves your life. You are on fire. You put it on in between your thermal underwear and your turtleneck that you're going to wear. And it makes you so warm and it's hot the whole night.
Disposable. I throw this away afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like a hunting vest. It's like a little, like you put it on. Then you're going to need in the sole heaters that you put in your boots. And then you're going to need this is an Aaron Rodgers trick that he taught me. Then you're going to take the toe warmers and they come in packs of two. You rip them out. You make a little sandwich with your toes. You put one on top and one on the bottom. You slip it in. Yeah. Because as Aaron says, if your toes go at Lambeau, you're fucked.
If your toes go at Lambeau, we were worried about a cover two. This is a completely different kind of cover two.
I thought we were worried about number nine catching the ball. We need our toes to be good. And then you got to worry about your fingers. God. So you need little hand warmers in your coat pockets. But I'm going to reach out to my friend who is the equipment manager there. And he always has little tricks of the trade. So fun. I'm so excited for you. You're going to have such a great time.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, thank you for being such a great friend and just looking out for my well-being mentally, physically, and all the things. But I also got to tell you how excited I was, not for some reasons that we don't need to discuss yesterday, but for other reasons, because it is much better to go into a Thursday night game with both the teams that are playing having won. Because the week before, we had the Panthers and the Falcons. They're reeling. NFC South.
Meow, meow.
But I'm very excited about the Titans and Packers matchup. And again, it's Lambeau. We talked about it. Time.
Magical.
So wait, so you have been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. This is not us complaining. We love our jobs. All
no,
of the
we
thing.
Love it.
Connections. Now, on the connection, are we having time to get breakfast? How do you feel about breakfast in the airport? How do you feel about breakfast on the plane? What are we working with here?
So out of Green Bay, unless you're going charter, you have to take an Embraer, which say that five times and you know why.
An Embraer? Oh?
Embraer, the small plane where if you're like over 5'2", it's going to be a struggle. You're going to need your back cracked. You have a neck ache. It's a whole situation. Really a tough go. So you're going to be on that either to Detroit, Minnesota, or Chicago. This morning, we had a 4:30 wake up, had to be out front for the car at 5 a.m. Definitely left my most expensive makeup in Green Bay. So if you could stop by the hotel and grab it for me, I'd appreciate it. Not my hair at the front desk. But anyways, so I had this little thing, yes, about breakfast. Obviously, don't eat it there. I was out. Don't eat it in Green Bay. I wasn't asleep on the connection to Minnesota. Went into the old Delta Club and I had a bagel. I did. I'm not going to lie. I felt like crap about myself, so I thought I'd eat more carbs. So there was that. But this is what I want to talk to you about because I talked to one of the ladies with Delta at the Green Bay airport at 5 a.m.
Go.
You know when you have to wake up super, super early and catch a flight, and it's either the music in the car that's picking you up, the music in the airport, or the music on the plane when you're boarding at 5:30. There's always something about the tunes. You know what I'm saying? 5 a.m., Green Bay, I'm in a car that picks me up. Tunes,
I'm still saying tunes, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the guy's playing at full blast? The Cult of Personality. Talk about aggressive at 5 a.m. I looked at Kevin. I was like, where are we? Then
what is that? What is that?
Well, The Cult of Personality, Ryan, you would know who sings it.
I have no idea.
I am the cult of. I am the cult of personality.
Someone check this girl's temperature. Maybe she didn't get thy hypothermia after all. You need more freaking hand warmers. What
so
is
then
that?
You get into the, it was just a very aggressive
I'll look
song
it up.
for 5 a.m. Then you get inside the airport and you get it. You're hot. You're dragging. You just want to board. You're sitting there. You're waiting. It kind of smells like cold cuts. It's a thing, right? And they're playing the soundtrack in the airport. And it's not just Green Bay. It's everywhere. It's that time of morning when you're in a fucking airport or when you're in a doctor's office and you feel like you're going to die and they've got this horrible soundtrack. This is what they were playing this morning. Peter Cetera, Amy Grant. Next time I fall in love. Next time I fall in love, it'll be with you.
I like that song. What's wrong with that?
Love. But 5 a.m., I was like, this is what I think I need at 5 a.m. from Delta, from all these airlines. Let's just do a little spa music.
Oh.
I don't need lyrics at 5 a.m. I would love just some, like...
That would keep me like, music. Asleep. I would fall asleep. I need
or
like...
calm.
Pick me up with some rap music. I'm going to tell you what. You called it. We were on the bus on the way to the stadium. Bus, by the way, is a shuttle. You said to Sherm, I didn't hear it because you were talking to him. I handed you the phone to Richard Sherman, who... is obsessed with Aaron, obviously, and they're both obsessed with each other. Hand you the phone. He always wants to say hi to you. And you guys are talking, fine. Get there. I'm sitting at the desk waiting for the guys to get out, blah, blah, blah. The tunes were so good in Charlotte.
So good in Charlotte.
Sherm sits down and I was like, dude, the music here is great. He's like, that's what EA said. I was like, she had a scouting report on the DJ for the stadium. This bitch has a scouting report on the hotels. The freaking, every time she asked me, oh, are you staying at that hotel in that town? I'm like, no. And what, you have been on the road for 20 years, sister.
Yeah.
You know all the best spots. I could not believe that you knew that the DJ was good in Charlotte.
Charlotte was, and Jacksonville, they played fire tunes. Fire.
I was so into it. I was like, this gets me pumped up. I like music like that any time of the day.
Yeah.
Like jock rock. Like jams, like Now Hits 15, something like that.
Jungle Dance. The music is fine in Green Bay. I think it's what you would expect. I mean, it's fine. It's not Charlotte or Jacksonville, but we'll take it. It is really cool when the guys run out. Actually, this was a funny story. Shocker, to pee really bad before like the game, and the boys were coming out for pregame, so I have to go up the tunnel that the Packers come out of, and everybody's
sorry to interject. I haven't talked to you. So this is what happens, you guys. When Aaron and I don't get to have a lengthy conversation pre-podcast, we try not to do that because then there's a lot of things. It's frenetic energy. If you want spa music, this is not the podcast for you.
This is Delta 5 a.m.
Correct. So stay with us. Interjection, because yesterday we didn't have a show because the guys were in Doha. I still don't know if I say that right. I mean, I said
God
it.
God bless you.
Okay. Qatar. And so 2-hour pregame, but Sean and I had to go in case the satellite goes down. I don't even know if it's a satellite. You get it. We were on standby. So we're sitting in the green room. We were talking to you, having a time, the whole thing. He says before you go out, he was like, not even knowing that your report, he was like, hey, when you go to Lambeau, that visiting locker room, because we were talking about when you go there as a visitor, and he was saying the whole thing. He's like that visiting locker room.
Like was doing yesterday. Yeah.
The tunnel. He's like, it is so narrow. It makes you feel a little claustrophobic. Boom. You come on, give your report. You're like that tight visiting locker room. And I was like, did she know you said that? I was very excited that you had mentioned the same thing he had just talked about. I'm such a loser. These are the things that I get excited about on a Sunday.
I get excited about it too. I love you guys so much. I was so pissed off because Sean, when I called you and Sean, he gave me a great story for usually the grass. Look for this on Thursday night. The grass is tough. And because Mike
always
McCarthy,
greener on the other side,
if you will, there's two kind of grasses that they grow. Very, very tricky. But actually yesterday looked like the Packers were slipping more than the Cowboys. But Mike McCarthy had preached to the Cowboys about the cleats. I FaceTime you and Sean Payton, and Sean told the greatest story about the cleats where he said, I'm not asking, I'm telling you to wear the screw-ins. I love him. He said,
by the way,
what a line from him.
All men need to talk to us like that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not asking, I'm telling. Like bitches like us, like we need to be put in our place every now and then.
Yes.
I say that lovingly. We also like a guy to just roll over and sometimes just know when. The best way to navigate with us is know when and how to say something.
It's not what you say, it's who. Say what?
Say when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said this.
That
he goes,
was really annoying. We're also wearing matching hoodies. They're not matching. Yours is where, and it's adorable. Gray hoodies. We just said it at the same time. This is annoying for anyone that's listening.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Back to Sean. He had the best line about pregame. How teams, this is why we love this man so much. This has turned into a Sean fest. He said when his team would come out for pregame, he told them, don't get seduced by the field. Wear the cleats, I'm telling you. I love him so much. He's so great.
Speaking of music, he spent millions of dollars on Club Dub, the sound system in the locker room.
He's the best. Millions.
I just made that up. I don't have receipts for that.
He's rich.
Okay, wait. So many things to tell you about. You just said bagel and toast.
Yeah.
Or you said bagel. I don't know what makes me think of this, but it's how I just house the pumpkin loaf and then like I don't really want
don't
someone
loaf.
To see. Oh, sorry.
So gross.
I don't want someone to know that, like, I've been eating that. It's like when Miranda goes in the garbage can and gets back into the, like, into the brownies and then eats them.
She puts the liquid dish detergent on it, like, so she doesn't eat it.
I may or may not have done that. Not the liquid dish part, but I've thrown something away and have dug back into the trash because it's right on top and taken a bite. And that was a very low point in my life. And there's been some real low points. You know what I mean? So, anyways, when they go low, we go high. So now I'm going to say to you, when someone says, oh, I had a bagel. Like, that's fine. But why does toast sound like it's healthier when it's all bread? Like, why does a muffin sound like it's healthier? What?
Toast doesn't sound healthy.
Yeah. Like when they say you want like wheat toast or sourdough toast, like it's
over
bread.
A bagel.
Over a bagel. Yeah. But it's all bread.
An English muffin's like you're really like doing yourself in. And I freaking love an English muffin.
But like when I have a blueberry muffin for breakfast, let's say. When I do,
let's just say
hypothetically, I reach for that pastry. Why is it that that sounds better than having a piece of cake when all the ingredients are the same? Flour, sugar, like, oh, I just had a blueberry muffin for breakfast. I had a piece of cake. Like, it's very different, but also the same. I don't know. That's my tangent. But
I
just
love the
that. Same ingredients, but sound very different. Speaking of ingredients, this gal is a room service queen. So you head to New York next week. I need the whole routine. What are you doing? You love yourself some room service. What are we ordering?
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to get to New York. First of all, I mean, it's just exciting that the Giants are relevant, are winning. It's great for football. We love going
all
into
New York
the city.
Teams.
It's mm-hmm. a good dinner at night. And then my morning before the game, it is just like think Sex in the City. Think about it for me. Think
love
fabulous
it. Aiden
hotel
or big.
Room. Oh, no, just me. Just me alone okay. in my robe, just waiting mm-hmm. to escape and enjoy the comfort of room service all
this
to
gal.
Myself with the white tablecloth and the five things. Sorry, Fox, I'm going to charge it. But yeah, I can't
I
wait.
I think you deserve
I
to have some breakfast.
Wait. I
can't You are
wait.
The queen of room service
I love
and comfort.
Room service. Mm-hmm. Especially in the She's morning a- with the slippers and the robe and the coffee. And I don't normally drink juice, but it looks good on the table. So I'm going to get
yeah.
it. You know?
Now, let's take this a step further. When they say, hey, may I come in? Do you ever
come
say
in.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Come in.
Say, I don't know how they maneuver those tables around. It's
I hate
like a
it when
poker
they pull
table
the
that we
insert
folded.
Out. Don't pull
Me
the
too.
Insert out because I can't get it back.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're stuck in the door jam and now we've pinched our fingers. It's like an old ironing board when like you pinch your fingers in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And why do the tables have to be so heavy? Is it because they store stuff underneath? I don't know. I have so many questions about room service.
The worst is when you're in your game outfit and you're trying to get it out and you like push it and shit comes back on you and you're like running and doing that whole thing to get the stain out. It's a whole situation. But yes, I love room service.
Room service is fabulous. Okay.
It's
okay.
So
okay.
Good.
So you're in New York. That's great.
Yep.
What else do we have? So many different things, actually.
I would like to publicly apologize for something.
Oh, whoa.
I just did a deep dive into my skin. I've been doing this new like scrub that my not facialist, but nope, dermatologist.
Esthetician?
No, he's a derm.
Sounds like.
He was like, this would be make your skin great. Well, yeah, it's like one of those brushes after it gets all the crap out. So I had, I have Mount Monsuvius or whatever it's called all over my Monsuvius, whatever, on my chin. And I'm not supposed to pick it. As soon as I got home, I picked it. But while I was in the magnifying mirror, this is where the public apology comes out. I plucked out two dark hairs coming from my cheek.
Oh, wow. You got a cheek one.
And they were a good size. Two.
Good for you.
Back to back. I would like to apologize to the city of Green Bay, to Kevin and Greg, to America's Game of the Week, to the coaches, to the players, to the general managers, to Jerry Jones, who I spoke with very close on the field. And they all probably looked at me and looked right past the chin acne and thought to themselves, wow. She's growing hair.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That Nutrabolt is really working on her face.
How about you go when you get it in the right light and you're like, oh my God, how long has this been here? I asked Bo today when I was getting my hair done, which clearly is straight out of the box. That is a close to the vest dye job. And I love it. The chin hair. That's the one I get. I can always feel it. I'm like in the middle of like under the dryer because I was expediting the dye job to make it on time. I was like, hey, do you have any tweezers?
But how long did my crew allow this to happen? I mean, I just did Green Bay Lions. Don't you think someone on their crew, Tom Fanning, could have said to me, hey, I see a couple of whiskers. Pull that off.
Whiskers.
Meow. Meow.
Well, they couldn't tell you that because it would have hurt me out. Hey, I like that nail polish color Aaron's wearing. When are we switching over to the dark color? Because I have man hands. We've talked about this.
I need to get a manicure. This is so disgusting and foul. I have whiskers. I have grown out nails. I have chin acne. Basically, I'm fucking thriving.
You look great, but you're warm. Great. You are warm, and that is all that matters. Okay, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, what else did I write down from our thing?
Picking up your hair from the front desk. Hi, Howie.
Yes, thank you. Your memory is very good.
No, so Ryan just wrote it in our chat.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Okay, so sweet Dominique, who travels with me on the road, similar to how you have Jillian, who travels with you, and thank God for them, because cannot live without them. Just because, I mean, they're obviously great at what they do, but also just as friends.
Rays
and like that
of
misery
sunshine.
Loves company. Totally. And no matter what, they're always positive. Positive Polly. I am, the other day, or yesterday, so I guess it was yesterday, Sunday, Dominique just randomly sends me a text message just saying, like, how grateful she, and I just love her. Anyways, so I have been trying to do a really good job, again, albeit late to the party, of doing, you know, treating my hair with respect. So I have the clip-in extensions this season. Yep. So shorty good swing girl. My way, then it's like down to here. But I have to take it out after every game. And then Dominique and I's flights are usually different because she's racing off somewhere else, whatever. So I leave the hair at the front desk. And this, or sometimes Dominique leaves the rest of the hair at the front desk for me. So that move where you have to ask the front desk, hey, there's a package here for me. And sometimes we leave it in like the laundry bag, which is really classy.
Right.
Like the plastic bag or like a Ziploc or whatever. And the look on people's face is like, wait, what was it? And I was like, it's a bag of hair. Like they are so uncomfortable with it. I started taking it out while I was post game in the green room. Oh, yeah. We're cleaning up stuff. Tony's like, ew, this is so gross. I'm like, it's 2022. We should just normalize hair extensions. Yeah. Why are everyone freaked out by these things?
It's very bizarre. Normal. I don't care.
Did you get the video I sent you yesterday? Since this is the Sean Payton show.
Yeah.
I threw it out on the floor because I needed to go wash it and get it, whatever. And Sean's like, hey, do I look good with this? And I was like holding it. He wasn't weirded out.
In fact, he said, this is what color my hair was when I was younger. Exactly. I love this guy. You can take him anywhere.
You really can. So I have a question for our wonderful listeners, viewers. If in a relationship, like when is the revelation of like, I wear hair extensions, you feel them, you're hooking up. I need a hair extension. Wow. Say that five times. Hair extension stories. How now, brown cow?
Give us your best hair extension stories. I love it when I'm on the sidelines and, you know, there's like a little bit of movement or wind that's happening. And we're lucky enough to have security with us. And V is one of our security guards. And he is well versed in my hair extensions. And a couple of things he'll say, hey, E, is that all yours in today? And I'm like, nope, never is. And then he'll say, hey,
they never are, dear.
They never are, dear. And I'll say, yeah. And he goes, hey, give yourself a little movement back here to the right. Cause you know, you got a couple of like pieces hanging out. It's like, yep, ill casual. Like, I'm just going to fluff the top over here.
He said, give it a little movement.
I'm not fooling anyone. It's ridiculous with that crap on the sidelines. It's like, you know what? It's all for show. It's supposed to be blowing in the wind when I'm talking about Mike McCarthy's return. Speaking of his return, how cute was he? We saw him come out during pregame and he was adorable and we hugged him and wished him good luck. And we were like, how was your morning? And he's so sweet. And he, you know, Pittsburgh, gritty kind of guy, but he's such a sweetheart in real life. And he's like, well, you know, I went back to my place in Green Bay and he goes, I was up 4 a.m. And I said, do you normally wake up at 4 a.m. on game days?
I loved your report. Yeah.
Come on, Aaron. I was excited. And then he was like, I walked around the property. I shot some hoops and I went to Starbucks about 3 times before 9 a.m. I was like, that guy's awesome. So sweet. I didn't want anyone to lose that game. I wanted Green Bay to be back. I wanted them to snap that losing streak. And I wanted Dallas for Mike McCarthy. And, you know, just I didn't want anyone to lose. I have a hard time.
No. Again, week 10 was as wild as this entire season has been. And that's not something I feel like I say every single year. That Buffalo Vikings game.
Didn't get to see it.
Well, yeah, because you're working. But like the back and forth of that and the miss snap and then Josh Allen. I'm like, oh my God, that was set. Like football is just the freaking best. And like, I know in the grind of things, we're not complaining about traveling. Like it just is funny stories. It could be about anything we were doing. Right. If we were, you know,
I'd be bitching regardless.
No. That's not what I mean. I just mean like I get sad now we're in double digits and I'm like, no, this season's gonna be over before we know it, and I don't like it.
I
don't like it.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving, and I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, we talked about like rays of sunshine in our life, Jillian and Dominique. I want to talk about our little ray of sunshine. Well, we have two on this show, obviously, Kurt and Ryan. But Ryan, I don't know if you got to see my Insta story the other night. It was Friday. You were doing your
thing. And then I DM'd his wife and I was like going on and on.
It's insane.
She's a whack job.
I just literally was trying to get a workout in to help my attitude because apparently it's been horseshit.
No, you're being too hard on yourself. Don't do that.
God.
You are.
Was working out.
You are really, I'm going to tell you, you're really self-aware, almost to a fault. Like, I feel like I'm very self-aware. So it's like you get more critical. She's getting uncomfortable with the conversation about herself. She's looking around. She's going to pretend that Howie's doing something. She's going to say, get up on the couch. She's looking for a distraction. But you are too hard on yourself. Girlfriends are allowed to bitch to each other, and it doesn't mean you're being negative, which is when I actually want to insert, and I've went on a tangent here, but the point is, do you want me to say knock it off, or do you want me to say keep going? Because I don't feel like knock it off, but sometimes, and I so appreciated this with you when I was going through all my stuff, and you'd be like, nope, stop, stop, stop. Like I would try to like justify things or whatever. So I just like girlfriends, I'm curious, like when you want to be told to knock it off or change your attitude or when you want to just bitch, because I'm all for the bitching because I feel like you have years of equity in terms of my bitching for the last couple disastrous years.
We talked about this earlier on the phone and then we're going to get back to Ryan. He's going to be our dream of the day.
Sorry,
award.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, we're going to put you on the back burner for 2 minutes, but we're going to circle back around to you.
We're going
to
make this about me real quick and then
But we talked about this because we are so obsessed. We talked about Sean Payton and his stories from all the years of coaching. I told you that I listen to a lot of athletes' quotes that I am either reading or interviewing, and I've kind of been trying to not apply them to my life, but because I do think I'm a professional athlete and I play on a team as a linebacker, I feel like they are so helpful to me. I was telling you about a conference call we did last week with Aaron Rodgers, and he was just talking about how if you have a problem, you need to voice it to the right people. And I was kind of internalizing that. And then I was just reading, because we have the Giants' Darius Slayton, and he was talking about how he kept his mouth shut and he just put his nose to the grindstone. And I was like, oh no, am I going to people and talking about it? Or am I keeping it? Am I Darius Slayton? But then and then you watch like Christian Watson the other night or last night and him talking about keep working and working and working. I'm so obsessed with the guys that we cover because they just give such great life lessons, even though I'm not a professional athlete.
No, but I think that's interesting because last thought about this, and because we could go on a whole other podcast about influence that we've had in our lives from guys we've worked with or covered or whatever. But Sean. Tony was saying that he wished that he would have vocalized earlier in his career. He said he was a people pleaser and he just like went along with stuff. And he said that he probably stayed in Kansas City too long because he said he should have said earlier some things. And I mean, this is all public, not like I'm saying something he hasn't said, but he was like, I didn't say some stuff I should have said. So I think that it just kind of whatever fits. But as girlfriends or in a relationship, I just think that it's important to like take a temperature and know that you can listen and be there for each other. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Back to Ryan, dream of the day. Working out, he calls me and Ryan, you know, he'll call us when something's going on.
Ryan's our producer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not like we all are. Take a breath.
In one.
It's not like we're always on the phone with him. So he calls and I was like, hey, hello. It's Friday night. What's wrong? And he was like, hey, you're going to need to get on FaceTime. I need to FaceTime you real quick. I'm in a sports bra. Not that that's like crazy, but I was like, okay. So I was like, okay. I go, really? And he goes, yeah. I'm going to need to FaceTime you. So I was thinking he's with someone that loves us.
Loves
us and wants to be on the show. He called me in 1 second. So my mind went crazy, obviously. He was in the deodorant aisle at Albertsons, I believe, and he thought he found my Mitchum deodorant that believe was discontinued. Stop it.
Ryan, that's so cute. Ryan can hear us. That is adorable. And this goes back to people that you work with become your friends, become best friends, become your family.
Yeah.
No, Ryan, don't feel the pressure that you don't have to feel like you have to like us that much.
For Christmas.
But it is. It's nice to work with people that you genuinely care about. And that is adorable. Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
So Ryan is the dream of the day. As Chris would say, cute, cute, cute.
Cute, cute, cute.
And I don't think that's a deodorant, but I'm going to try it. I should have tried it today because I was on a flight. Anywho.
Do you shower right after you get off the flight? Like when you walk in the door?
No, I haven't showered yet. I mean, I will shower once. Because I literally said hi to Jared for 2 seconds.
I know.
No, I haven't even worked out.
I'm so proud. I'm saying you're going to work out. I'm so proud of you. I was like, we can move the podcast later. And this girl, she's a worker. She's like, No.
Let's just do it. I knew I had too much to tell you.
Next time I fall.
Sticky's on the boob story.
Okay. So also on our list of the induced conversations from our pregame is the sticky boob situation. Ladies, are you with me?
I'm with you.
There's three different kinds of stick. There's the petals, right? That actually looks like a petal. There's the silicone. And then there's the one that's like the little foam, but like sticks. And I love
those. With
the clasp,
they do not work on me.
You don't like that?
Really quick. On Dancing with the Stars, you had to wear them under your costume in case there was a wardrobe malfunction. Yes. And there were certain contestants that didn't want to because they wanted wardrobe malfunctions. True story.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like the pedal ones. They leave a mark. They actually like leave a mark on my breastises.
How sticky are these pedals and where are you getting from off the streets?
Gorilla glues on the back of that thing. That's
what?
For sure. I know. And so I'm in the market for some good options because the silicone's almost too thick and now we can see that. And at this age, we need a little lift situation. And then the other sports bras. That's what I'm wearing right now. Hello. The other strapless bras, they fall down a lot. Does anyone have a good strap?
Nobody has a good strapless. That's crazy. I saw a hack today online where they said do a thing over here, but then it gets ridgy. No, and those ones that are sticky and they have the like clasp, I did an event in those one time and I was so sweaty, obviously, you know where, it fell off.
while and you're trying to hold it because you know it's fallen, right? I have fallen for you and I can't get up.
It was in my waist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. And especially on the hot day in the tank top. And now we're just, I know. And you, or you have one side off. Anyone, please help us.
Both,
help me.
And I was in a romper, Roni, and it fell to my waist and I was waiting for it to go down one of my pant legs and come out.
And you couldn't do anything about it because you were in front of people.
Everyone. Yes. And a very huge athlete.
But the move when you've like, if you're going to like try to be cute, you know, there's no good looking strapless bra either. No. There's no sexy strapless bra.
And it's never
bra.
Smooth.
You want to take
like
that off.
Division and a subtraction. It's like,
I know.
It doesn't look good. And you look like it's like almost kind of a slope.
Yeah. Or then there's like the ridge and then it like has this and this.
It's not good. It's not good. It's all bad.
All right. If anyone can help us with that, that would be great. Okay. Thanks so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And happy holidays.
Where's the Tylenol? Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.